that's an interesting question. What surprised you the most about your career? Something you never thought about or expected to happen?
Well, having a career. That's self-evident. That surprised me the most. Honestly, I'm not just being cute here. It surprised me. I used to sit there and go, I remember being on the bus. I remember specifically this. This night, I'm on the bus.
Yeah.
We were doing this tour called the Marathon Tour.
Right.
40 dates or something, okay? And I'm like this guy that is a night owl. So everyone's crashed out, you know, sleeping. And I'm on the bus. I'm sitting talking to the drivers. I used to like to talk to the driver. I go back. I sit in the couch and everyone's passed out. And I'm looking around and I'm seeing the T-shirts. The crew guys wearing the, you know, Mahogany Rush T-shirts. I'm looking at that guy's wearing a Mahogany Rush T-shirt. And it suddenly occurred to me, I'm actually on a bus doing a tour and guys are wearing my name. Like, that surprised me. I remember the night it happened. I could not believe it. How did I get here? How did this happen? I wasn't really even that aware of it. It just sort of happened.
One day it just hit you.
Yeah, well, it had sort of hit me earlier, but never had much time to think about it because people were saying, you're playing tomorrow, you're this, we're going to the studio, we're going to... Because remember, I came out of the hospital as an acid casualty. I wasn't thinking perfectly straight for the first 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay, I was still like afraid and terrified of my bummer and, you know...
Still in a haze.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Big time, more than a haze, hallucinogenically. So...
Did this revelation come or this...
Well, like, you know, it faded away. Like, it starts to... It never really faded away, but you kind of get used to it, you know?
Well, when did that hit you? How many years into your...
Oh, good 5, 6, 7 years. Yeah. You know, because in the early days, it would be... We'd go... I'd be able to get over my fears and my worries, my anxiousness about the trip and everything by playing the high school with the guys, and then let's go to Ben's and spend all the money at Ben's Delicatessen. Ben's, so that's what would happen. We'd play a high school gig and, hey, we made $40.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ben's. Everything we made went to Ben's or Dunn's.
Yeah.
And we ate till 5 in the morning. Well, Ben's because it was open all night.
Yeah, that's right.
Or Moe's.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, Moe's. Yes.
Or Moe's.
Yeah.
And then we'd go home. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. As if nothing happened.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the fun. That was the fun. And to this day, that was the most fun. Without question.
Well, see, we're
still, those days, I'm telling you now, I would do those days over and over and over again today for free forever.
Yeah. Because it was fun.
Because it was always fun.
I mean, it's interesting that we come back to that because, which made me think even before, both you and I have in the entertainment business, and the one thing I will say to someone that's going to go perform, or someone used to say to me when I go perform live comedy, have fun.
Have fun.
That everyone always
that's,
says.
Yes, the best word.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not break a leg, not be good out there, and not kill them, knock them dead. I hear all those words like they're telling bands all the time. No, have fun. Really, have fun. Try to have fun. And if you, I'm telling you, no word of a lie. If you told me today, Frank, I've got a proposition for you. There's a red button and there's a blue button. If you press the red button, you will re-experience or new experience of yourself headlining Madison Square Garden or even California Jam.
Yeah.
With all the people loving you as the headliner.
Or
blue button, you and your mates going to play a high school in Northern Quebec for $150, driving in the same car in the van.
Yeah.
Give me the blue button any day. And this is after having experienced both. I would take the blue button and people would say, what are you doing? Which is exactly what they said to me in 83 when I left Columbia and said, I'm not doing this anymore. What are you doing? We're in the middle of everything, you know?
Crazy.
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
We have the greatest hotels. We have buses. We have crew. We're playing giant stadiums. What are you doing? Nope. I want no part of that. I really don't. I want to have fun. So I want to go out again and just have fun. And then I tried the whole 80s to have fun. And it was not fun. Until 93, I realized it's just not fun. I thought I could leave the 70s and have the fun I had in the earlier 70s. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't there. I didn't have any fun throughout the 80s. It was just more of the same in smaller places.
Yeah.
93, I said to my wife, you know what? Let's just go home. She was pregnant with our first child. I said, let's just go home. We went home. We had our first child. We had our second child. We had our third child. And all of those years were fun.
Yeah.
They were the greatest fun I ever had, including the original stuff with the band.
Yeah, yeah.
And that would be a tough pair of buttons. Mm-hmm. Which one do you want? The high school mm-hmm. gig or the girls all over again? I think I'd pick the girls.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'd like to take the girls to the high school gigs, you know, and see how we did it that way.
Yeah.
Because that was the most fun. And I'm sorry for bands now in Quebec that don't have that. They don't have high school gigs. Well, that
doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, they don't. We used to even go out and play for free. Like we'd go, we're going to Ahuntsic Park and we're going to bring a generator and we're going to all play.
Yeah.
And you'd bring a generator and you'd set up a piece of plywood and you'd play.
Play.
You'd
jam. Exactly.
And then what did we do after? You know, whether we had $20 or we had $30, we'd go over to Ben's and eat or whatever. That was the greatest stuff. And I just wish that kids today had that same thing. They don't. The world has become a place where they have to lock their doors and lock their cars and worry about everything. And then, you know, people are telling them, well, are you making any money at that? You know what? It's just not the reason to be in music.
No.
You know, if you're going to kill yourself and, you know, drive yourself crazy in order to make money, there's a lot of ways to do that without it having to be music.
Yeah.
And you'll make a lot of money and whatever, you know? But the two shouldn't go together. I've always said that business has no business in the music business. That's what I think.
Well put. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Your son, whoever's listening to this, they have sons, I'm sure, because we're older now.
Yeah.
That's what I want their sons to understand. We owe a debt of gratitude to God for having provided us with music.
Mm-hmm.
Pay that debt by paying the music. Be true to the music. Don't use the music just, you know, for nefarious purposes or for other purposes any more than you'd use your own wife or child for those purposes. Yeah. You know, if it turns out that you make money from the music, well and good. It's a bonus and give to charity and that's wonderful. And store it up and give it to charity if you like. But don't make it the focus of why you want to do it.
Yeah.
If you chase that, you may actually get it.
Yeah.
And you will lose something else when you do. Mm-hmm. You'll lose that humanity that makes you who you are. I've seen it happen to many, 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 many people. So that's all I'm telling the young people.